Here's an economic puzzle. More than 15 million Americans are out of work, and yet many employers say they can't find people to hire. From pizza places to gas stations to convenience stores, businesses are offering hiring bonuses, and at least four states are offering a bonus to everyone who goes back to work. What's going on? NPR's chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley is with us to explain. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Noelle.
So we are having this discussion in part because we get new jobs numbers this morning. What are we expecting?
Well, we expect to see stronger job growth in May than we saw in April, but that's not saying much. The April report showed that employers added just 266,000 jobs that month. That's about a quarter of what forecasters had expected. And at the time, that really was a head-scratcher because there's no question businesses need more workers. Pandemic fears are starting to fade. Newly vaccinated Americans are flocking to restaurants and amusement parks and movie theaters. We got an index of service sector activity just yesterday, and it showed businesses growing at a record pace. Anthony Nieves compiles that index for the Institute for Supply Management. Here's how he paints the picture.
The pent-up demand is real. I think it's almost like a jailbreak. People are looking to get out and do things, and definitely the demand is exceeding the supply.
So that should translate to a lot more hiring. If it doesn't, then there are going to be a lot more questions.
For sure. And already there is one big question, which is, why are employers having trouble finding people to hire when millions of people are unemployed?
Well, that is the puzzle, as you said. And there are a number of possibilities at work here. Some workers might be wary of taking jobs for health reasons, especially if they or people in their household are not yet vaccinated, and if they'd be working closely around other people who aren't vaccinated. Some people might be busy caring for children who are not doing in-person schooling right now. Maybe they're caring for other people who've been affected by the pandemic. And then a third factor that some businesses point to are those enhanced unemployment benefits that the federal government's been offering, including an extra $300 a week. Those benefits could make a job less attractive, especially in a low-wage industry like a restaurant or a hotel. And as a result, we now have 25 states with Republican governors that have announced plans to cut those benefits off early. In fact, some as early as next week. Now, most of those states announced plans to phase out the enhanced jobless benefits after that disappointing April jobs report. If there's another lackluster jobs number today, expect Republicans to use that as a cudgel against congressional Democrats and the Biden administration.
What's in the job numbers today that we should really pay attention to that might tell us something?
Well, we'll certainly want to look at who is entering and leaving the workforce. In April, for example, a lot of women dropped out of the workforce while a lot of men came in. We did get some good news yesterday. New weekly claims for unemployment fell to their lowest level since the pandemic started. But as of mid-May, there were still more than 15 million people receiving some kind of jobless assistance. You know, the U.S. economy is definitely on the mend, but we're a long way from replacing all the jobs that were lost during the pandemic.
NPR's chief economics correspondent, Scott Horsley. Thank you, Scott.
Good to be with you.